Chapter 14, When It's Both, Dual Diagnosis Challenges. More common than you think. For many veterans, the wounds of service are not single, simple injuries. They are layered. They overlap. They interact in ways that make healing more difficult. One of the most common and complex combinations is having both post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and a traumatic brain injury, TBI. This is called a dual diagnosis. And while it's more common than many people realize, it's also one of the most misunderstood and challenging conditions to treat. PTSD and TBI often come from the same event, like a blast from an improvised explosive device, IED, a fall during combat, or a vehicle crash. In that moment, the veteran may experience a brain injury from the physical impact and emotional trauma from the fear and violence of the situation. Days, weeks, or even years later, the effects of both conditions start to surface. But because many of the symptoms look the same, memory problems, mood swings, sleep issues, it's hard to tell where one ends and the other begins. A veteran with a dual diagnosis may feel like their mind and body are working against them. They may get confused, overwhelmed, angry, or shut down completely. Loved ones may see changes in behavior and personality and not know what to do. Doctors may struggle to create a treatment plan that works for both conditions at once. And the veteran may feel like they're drowning in symptoms, unsure of which ones to blame or how to find solid ground. Understanding what happens when both PTSD and TBI are present is critical. It explains why some veterans seem to struggle more than others. It sheds light on why treatment isn't always straightforward. And most importantly, it reminds us why long-term, compassionate support is essential. When the brain and mind both suffer. TBI is a physical injury to the brain. It can happen when the head is hit, shaken, or exposed to a blast wave. The damage may be visible on a scan, or it may be invisible, especially in the case of mild TBIs. PTSD, on the other hand, is a psychological response to trauma. It involves the brain's stress and fear systems going into overdrive and staying there long after the danger has passed. When someone has both, the effects of each condition don't just add up, they interact. For example, a veteran with TBI may struggle with short-term memory and focus. If they also have PTSD, they may experience flashbacks and intrusive thoughts. The flashbacks disrupt concentration, and the inability to focus increases frustration. Now, instead of managing just memory loss or just emotional triggers, they're caught in a loop of both. This makes it harder to function at work, in relationships, or even in simple tasks like shopping or driving. PTSD might cause emotional numbness or avoidance behaviors. TBI might lead to poor impulse control and difficulty with decision making. Put those together, and the veteran may isolate themselves, lash out without meaning to, or struggle to maintain healthy connections, even with the people who care most. Why it's hard to diagnose. Many veterans with dual diagnoses go years without getting the right answers. Some are misdiagnosed with depression or anxiety. Others are told their symptoms are just part of getting older. The problem is that PTSD and TBI can mask each other. One set of symptoms can hide the other, or they can mimic each other so closely that professionals don't always see the full picture. Here's an example. A veteran shows up at a clinic complaining of mood swings, irritability, and trouble sleeping. Those symptoms could easily point to PTSD. But if the veteran also has headaches, light sensitivity, or has trouble finding words, those could be signs of a brain injury. if the doctor focuses only on the emotional side, they might miss the physical injury. If they focus only on the TBI, they might ignore the trauma response. The result is partial treatment, and partial treatment means partial healing. Getting a proper diagnosis requires a team approach. It may include a psychologist, neurologist, primary care doctor, and a neuropsychologist. Each brings a different set of tools to the table. Together, they can piece together a more accurate picture. The key is for veterans to be honest about what they're experiencing, even if the symptoms are embarrassing or confusing. And the key for providers is to listen carefully and completely. Treatment is more complicated. When PTSD or TBI happens alone, treatment can be hard. But when they happen together, it becomes even more complex. Why? Because some treatments for one condition may not work, or may even make things worse for the other. Take therapy, for example. PTSD often responds well to trauma-focused talk therapy, like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, or prolonged exposure therapy. But if a veteran has a TBI that affects memory or processing speed, they may struggle to follow the steps of therapy or retain what they learned. Sessions may become overwhelming or confusing. Likewise, some medications used to treat PTSD symptoms, like antidepressants or sleep aids, may cause side effects that are harder to manage in someone with a brain injury. And medications used to help with TBI-related focus or mood may increase anxiety or insomnia, which are already common in PTSD. This doesn't mean treatment is impossible. It just means it needs to be carefully tailored. Providers need to take both conditions into account and monitor how the veteran is responding. They may need to adjust medication slowly, use shorter or more focused therapy sessions, or bring in alternative approaches like occupational therapy or group support. A strong support team, both medical and personal, can make all the difference. When the people surrounding the veteran understand the dual diagnosis, they can help track changes, manage stress, and adjust routines in ways that support healing rather than disrupt it. Living in two realities. One of the most heartbreaking parts of having both PTSD and TBI is the feeling of being caught between two worlds. Veterans often describe feeling like they don't trust their memory, can't explain their emotions, and can't even rely on their own mind. They may say, "I don't know why I feel this way," or "I just can't think straight." Imagine waking up from a nightmare so intense you forget where you are. Then imagine trying to cook breakfast, but you forget where you put the pan. Later, you try to pay a bill online, but the website confuses you. And before long, you're overwhelmed and angry. This is the daily life of some veterans with both PTSD and TBI. The mind is racing, but the brain can't keep up. Or the brain is slow and the emotions are too strong. This experience is not laziness or weakness. It's injury, and it requires real support, both medical and emotional. What families should know. Families living with a veteran who has a dual diagnosis face unique challenges. They may see behaviors that seem unpredictable or hurtful. They may get caught in cycles of anger, withdrawal, or forgetfulness. They may struggle to understand what's PTSD, what's TBI, and what's just a bad day. The most important thing for families to know is this: it's not personal. The mood swings, forgetfulness, or emotional distance are not about you. They are symptoms. They are signs that the veteran is working hard just to hold it all together. Patience, education, and boundaries are key. Family therapy can help. So can joining support groups with others who understand? Caregivers need care too. This is a long journey, but you're not walking it alone. Why ongoing support is essential. PTSD and TBI don't have quick fixes. They don't follow a clear timeline. Healing often happens in waves. Steps forward, then backward, then forward again. That's why ongoing support matters so much. Veterans with a dual diagnosis need consistent care, regular check-ins, and people who won't give up when things get hard. They need therapists who understand both trauma and brain injury. They need medical providers who listen. They need families and friends who offer grace without enabling. They need employers who give space to succeed without lowering expectations. And most of all, they need hope. Not false promises, but real, grounded hope that says you can get better. Maybe not back to how things were, but forward to something new. You're not alone. If you're a veteran living with both PTSD and TBI, you're not alone. There are others walking the same path. It's okay to be tired. It's okay to struggle. But don't stop. Keep asking for help. Keep speaking up. Keep believing in your own strength, even on the days it feels out of reach. The road may be long, the climb may be steeper, but healing is still possible. And for the rest of us, let's make sure no veteran walks this journey without someone by their side. Because when we understand the weight they carry, we can help them carry it. Let's keep walking together.